Born in the grip of oppression, I fought for my liberty. I paid with the blood of my people. Freedom has never been free. Now my door's always open to dreamers and friends. But when I'm attacked, I protect and defend. Because my name is America, I stand proud and free.
Did you know that first they will ignore you, and then they will laugh at you, and then they will fight you, and then you win? That was said by Mahatma Gandhi when he was talking about the haters that he experienced in his time in India. And nothing to me is more true than today. And the problem that I'm finding is that most people, when they're talking about what's going on, they think of these people as Americans. They're not Americans. They're communists. They're Marxists. They're any other acronym that we can give you along this line. And we have to think of them as not American. Otherwise, what American really wants the borders open? What American really wants energy shut down? No one. These people are evil, and they have been around for a long, long time. You're listening to Karen Schoen. This is the Prism of America's Education, and I have a real treat for everyone today. A while ago, when I first started speaking, I went to an event, I believe it was the Save America Foundation, and a man was speaking, and I'm thinking to myself, wow, this man is not from America, but he knows more about American history and more about American politics than most Americans. And lo and behold, he did. And he wrote multiple books, all describing about America when he was actually from New Zealand. And he has a brand new book, and it's called The White House Reds. And it is my pleasure to introduce our guest for today, Trevor Loudon. Trevor, thank you so much for joining me today. How did you get involved in reporting about America when you were eons away in New Zealand?
Yeah, that's a question I get a lot, Karen. Well, first, I regard America as very important, because if America goes down, so does every other Western country. But I started studying communism in my own country because they were the communists in the 80s were basically running New Zealand's foreign policy. For instance, they organized from Moscow a law that banned nuclear warships from our harbors. And that destroyed the United States, Australia, New Zealand military alliance. But so I studied a lot about the communist influence in mainstream politics. And while I was doing that, I really focused on the American Democratic Party, because America is the number one target of the communists. And that's when I found the connections between Barack Obama and the Hawaiian communist Frank Marshall Davis. And I dug very deep into Obama back in 2007, released 111 articles on Obama's communist ties. That became a book. I started getting invited to conferences all over the United States. And since that time, I've been touring the United States, doing a lot of archival research, basically talking about the unfolding communist revolution in America. And that's exactly what it is. If this is allowed to continue, we will be living in a full communist state before not too long.
I could not agree more. And that's what makes me, well, it makes me furious when I look at education, because having been a teacher and an educator from a large portion of my life, realizing what these kids are learning, or I should say not learning, sets the stage for, as you just said, a full communist takeover, because the communists prey upon the ignorance of the populace. And right now, that's what we have, one of the most ignorant populaces, I would believe, in America's history. And this is one of the tenets of communism, is it not?
Look, it's the communists could never win if people were educated, they understood the Constitution, they understood the greatness of America. They have to be softened up. They have to, the kids have to be told that America is a horrible, racist, exploitative place, and that it's really a cancer on society. And that's unfortunately what a lot of young people now believe. So they are just fodder for the socialists. You know, the Bernie bros, the people who fell in line behind Bernie Sanders, you know, they have been set up for that by their education system. And the education system has been infiltrated by Marxists for more than 70 years now. What we're seeing with critical race theory, et cetera, as serious as it is, and it is Marxist, that's just the tip of the iceberg. This has been going on for decades, as I'm sure you well know, Karen.
Yes, it certainly has. And nothing is more evident than what is going on today. Do not for one minute think that just because your governor or your state representative says critical race theory will not be taught in our education, don't even begin to think that it's going to be gone just from those words. That's not going to happen. I don't believe anymore that there is even is a hope to save the public school system. I think it is so corrupt and so tainted and teaches such garbage that the only thing to do would be to trash every single book that we have. Oh, my goodness, a book burning. And bring in new, actual, factual information of America and its history and its formation and the reasons, because what we have filtered through our textbooks right now is this ever-growing thread of, as what Trevor just said, communism and how it works in our country and how America is to blame. You said that, Trevor, you said that America was the one that everybody looks at. It's the prize that everybody wants to achieve. Why is that?
Because America is the first country in the world founded on the concept that man's rights come from God, not the government, and that the government's only role is to protect those rights. So that meant, whether you believe in God or not, that meant that your rights are not dependent on the state. It means you have certain inalienable rights that are with you merely from the fact of being born in this wonderful country. And the government is there to protect your First Amendment rights, your Second Amendment rights, your Third and Fourth and Fifth Amendment rights, so that you are a free being. You can do whatever you want with your life as long as you don't hurt someone else. And no other country in the world has ever had that. And that offended every dictator, every communist, every socialist, every fascist, every believer in divine right of kings. So America's had enemies right from its foundation. But the communist movement is by far the most dangerous because it's the best organized and the most well-funded from Russia, China, you know, Cuba, Venezuela, etc. And it's been working inside this country for many, many years now.
So not only are they attacking our education, but they are also attacking our private property, as you just mentioned. In America, we are in the only country that really allows people to own and take ownership of their lives and their possessions, whether it's real estate or not, doesn't matter. It's still private property. And the government does not have the right to infringe upon your private property. That's the way America was set up. And as Trevor said, our rights come from God, not the government. So therefore, if I have my private property, the government has no business in it as long as what I'm doing does not affect someone else. And they are after private property. Why would they be after private property, Trevor?
Well, government's always aiming to increase its power. And the beauty of the American system is that the government was locked down by a constitution. And that meant it couldn't break
okay,
out of
for
those
one second.
Chains.
Stop. This was not supposed to go on. Okay, right. I am sorry about that. Let's continue. Okay.
Yeah, the American system is unique in that America, the American government was bound down by the chains of the Constitution. It had very limited powers, very set parameters, and it's always been trying to break out of those constraints and has been increasingly doing so in recent years. But when the system is functioning properly, you can do whatever you like on your property. You can do, you know, and your property includes your body. It includes your ideas, your intellectual property. It includes, you know, things you've written, things you've created, patents, etc. And those are all protected, completely protected. So your car, you know, a private car gives you the means to travel around the place. So governments hate free people. They hate people who can just get up and go, who can protect themselves, who have private property where the government can't intrude, where they can raise their kids and their values, not government values. That's offensive to the dictators of the world. So by destroying private property, you destroy every other freedom. If you can destroy private property, you've got no means of communicating your ideas. So you've got no freedom of speech. You've got no medical freedom. You've got no freedom to how you teach your children. If you cannot have your own schools, if you cannot have your own business, you can not have your own home and car, and they are inviolable by the state, you lose every other freedom. You take away your private property, you have nothing left, because you're completely dependent on the state for everything. And if the state gives you health care or food or a roof over your house, if you offend the state, they can take it all away anytime they like.
Isn't that what they're doing in China? It seems as though our Democrat Party is following more on the lines of what the CCP is doing. And by the way, that's the Chinese Communist Party. It depends on what the CCP is doing and not their own thought. They just seem to be following the same guidelines. And I believe we're going to wind up even with the social credits that they have in China. Do you think China is the influence here?
I think China is the main problem right now. China is the world leader of the communist movement. And the horrible thing is it also works very much with the sort of globalist element we've had for some time, some of the big business people. You know, look, I believe sincerely that certain big business people like, Bill Gates, for instance, a lot of these big tech guys, they believe that the Chinese communist system is the perfect system for America, because the old Soviet system was very, very inefficient and it didn't have private business or not big private business. And so the new Chinese system has big private business. It's a partnership between private business and the state, the Communist Party. And it keeps all the peasants in their place. It keeps competition down. So this is the ideal system for a lot of these big tech titans. You know, they can work with the government, they can have a partnership with the government, but they don't get any competition and the people will be kept in their place. This is just perfect. So, you know, the Chinese Communist Party keeps its people in place now by a social credit system, meaning everybody has a ledger, everybody has a record. And if you're a bad boy or a girl, you get a black mark on your record. If you go to a church or you don't worship the leader quite enthusiastically enough, or you commit some infraction they don't like, then you get a black mark and you might not be able to go to college. You might not be able to travel. You might not get a very good job. You might go to jail. And if you kowtow to the Communist Party, if you basically suck up to the Communist Party, you'll get lots of good marks and you'll get a better job and you'll get promotions. And this is the way they want to keep us in line. It is barbaric. It's completely makes the state the Lord over everything, and you only survive and have any prosperity at all if you completely do what you're told. What American would want to live under that system? But that's what they want for us.
And they are not, absolutely not explaining any of this in a government class, because what they have done is, by twisting words around, are trying to get our citizens to believe that, number one, America is a democracy, and in a democracy, the majority rules, not what we have as a representative republic, whereby we elect representatives to go to our legislators and to tell and espouse our wishes. They are a representative of we the people. They're supposed to be listening to us. I first got really interested in what you were doing, Trevor, when I read your book, the first one, and it was not The Enemies Within, it was the one before.
Barack Obama and The Enemies Within, perhaps.
Yes. And it was a huge eye-opener, because although I knew that the Communist Party existed, I never realized how much they had infiltrated our government. And it seems, according to you, they're all over. They are in everything. How did that happen?
Well, right now we are living in a government that is basically the Chinese Communist Party, Harris Obama administration. They are that deep. You know, John Ratcliffe, who was Trump's intelligence advisor, said the Chinese have blackmailed. Last year he said this: the Chinese have blackmailed and compromised so many American congressmen, they can determine which legislation passes the US Congress and which doesn't. We are being ruled from China right now, right this instant. But people say, well, how could this happen? You know, because we have an FBI to stop this happening. We have a CIA to stop this happening. Well, has anybody noticed that the FBI and the CIA are no longer tracking down communists? They're tracking down patriots who foolishly took selfies in the Capitol building on January the 6th. They don't go after Black Lives Matter rioters, and Black Lives Matter is a Chinese communist operation, 100%, but they're out there chasing imaginary white supremacists. You know, so what happened in the 70s, we had a church commission, and that was run by a very left-wing senator named Frank Church from Idaho, and that basically gutted the FBI and the CIA. It got rid of the good guys in there and basically left the time servers and the leftists to take it over. From that time, they were not chasing communists anymore. They were starting to be turned against their own people. And so you have had, and then the other problem is, around the same time, they withdrew, you know, but after that, they took security clearances out of the White House under Bill Clinton. So you don't really need one to work in the White House. And because Bill Clinton sure couldn't have passed one.
That's true.
And now you've got to realize there are zero background checks on any Congress member or senator. So you've got now about 100 members of the U.S. Senate and 25 members of the U.S. 100 members of the U.S. Congress and about 25 members of the U.S. Senate who couldn't pass a background check to drive a school bus in your county. They are so influenced by the Russians, the Chinese, the Iranians, the Cubans, the Venezuelans, or Islamic radicals, or they are working with the Communist Party USA, Democratic Socialists for America, etc. All of the major committees in Congress and Senate are now headed by Marxists. I'm talking Homeland Security, Benny Thompson, a Marxist. I'm talking Armed Services Committee. I'm talking Intelligence Committee. All of them are run by hardcore leftists. But because we've so let down our guard, and this really accelerated under Obama, that the Marxists have infiltrated every major area of our government. You know, the deep state that we saw opposing Trump that really shocked a lot of Americans, that's Marxist. The deep state is Marxist. And we got to understand that these are communists. You know, Comey, the head of the FBI, admitted that he was a communist in college. Brennan, the head of the CIA, voted for Gus Hall, a Communist Party leader, back in the 70s. And they still let him in the CIA, even when he admitted it. So you have got a deep communist infiltration of the Senate, the House, the White House, and the leadership of virtually every government department in the country. That's why I say we are in a revolution right now.
We are in a revolution, and as always, every revolution depends upon the people that support it and the people who are fighting it. And what I have discovered, I would say, over the past several weeks is that, fortunately, there are more of us than them. However, if we don't do anything about it, it's not going to make any difference. We can be led by this 1% because for the majority of what they are doing, they are just dangling dollars. And the people are trained like trained seals to go and chase those dollars at whatever the cost. So they are not paying attention to what those dollars and the acceptance of those dollars actually mean to either themselves or their community. And money, I believe, is the driving force that is behind all of this. Otherwise, how would you get Americans to turn upon themselves? It has to be involved with money. What do you think, Trevor?
I think it's money and ideology. Now, if you think about China, you've got a whole chunk of Wall Street who is basically backing the Democratic Party now, because the Democratic Party is friendly to China and Wall Street makes tons of money with China. So these so-called capitalists are backing the left because the left is in with China and they're making tons of money out of it. You know, look, here's what happened. You know, back in the 70s, you got Henry Kissinger, who was a terrible individual, convinced President Nixon that this was a good idea. You take all the high-paying jobs and the factories of the American Midwest, the steel mills, the production units, you know, the big factories that employed tens of thousands of people. Let's just close them down and ship it all to China. And we can make lots of money on their cheap labor, and we will wean them off the way from the Soviets. So they'll become our friends and we'll make tons of money and we'll get rid of all those high paying union jobs in the Midwest. Win, win, win all round, they thought. Well, every American president, Republican, Democrat, bought into that scam and sold it to the American people. And the American people were happy, well, not except for the ones who lost their jobs, because they could buy cheap junk in Walmart. Well, every American president bought into that scam until Donald J. Trump came along and called it out. And that's why the people loved him, and that's why the CCP had to take him down. If they didn't take down Trump, Trump was going to do to them what Reagan did to the Communist Party of the Soviet Union. And they did not want that to happen, so they did what they did to take him out, and they succeeded.
Yes, they did. And we have to have a very watchful eye watching the results of what these audits are doing, because Absolutely. This is going to be a very interesting, as they say, unprecedented time. And it is. Yep. And there's nothing to be afraid of. And there's nothing to worry about. Oh, my goodness, what happens if the government was fraudulent? Well, there are mechanisms in place that if the government was fraudulent, the government can be redressed. That is the purpose of the Constitution. So there is nothing to be afraid of. What we should all want to know is, were those votes real? And now we're not even allowed to talk about the election, according to the left, because if we are treasonous traitors and we're trying to take down democracy. Well, if I hear that one more time, I think my head will explode. But that's what they say on a continual basis, with the strive to make sure that the Americans shut up, stay in their place, and accept what's being done to them. I don't accept it.
Yeah. Well, it's interesting you say that. Do you know what democracy means to the left? We're a republic, not a democracy, but most Americans think democracy means representative government and, you know, rule of law. That they have a favorable opinion of it, even though it's not strictly true, you know. But democracy to the left, this is what it means. This is what the communists say it is. Democracy is the will of the people. Who represents the people? The party represents the people. So democracy is the will of the party. That's their logic.
That's very interesting.
They have, you know, that's why they have the People's Democratic Republic of Korea, North Korea. That's why they had the People's the German Democratic Republic, East Germany, because democracy to a leftist is the will of the people, and the representative of the people is the Communist Party. So democracy is the will of the Communist Party.
Okay, you also mentioned communism and Marxism. Is there a difference between the two?
Well, it's Marxism is the philosophy that guides communism. Marx came up with the idea that there were stages of history and people went from primitive communism, you know, living in caves and killing mammoths and shearing the meat, to feudalism, where you had agriculture and warlords would protect certain areas, to what they called a capitalist system, where business developed, where factories were developed, a legal system developed, and that produced the wealth. Marxists acknowledge that capitalism is the best way to produce wealth. They acknowledge that. And then you go into socialism, where the government redistributes the wealth, and then you go into a pure communist society where everything is shared equally. It never gets there, because the real goal of communism is to centralize all wealth and all power in a very few hands. It never gets past the socialism stage. But so communism, when I'm referring to communism, I'm referring to the state socialism, the top-down dictatorship imposed by a communist or socialist party on the public that controls every aspect of your life. You know, from your marriage to your business to your education to your recreation, where everything is regulated by the party. Now, there may be some private business in that system, but it will be controlled by the party. So everything is controlled by the party, a left-wing party, totalitarian. That's what I mean by communism. And it's based on a Marxist framework. You know, Marxism is the theory, like the Bible is the theory of Christianity, and then you've got the church, you know, that makes it real. Well, Marx is the Bible of the communists, and the Communist Party brings his principles into reality and suppresses the people, gets full control over the people.
And they think absolutely nothing of destruction. That's how they get there. Don't touch that dial. Don't go away, folks. We will be right back after a short break. You're listening to Karen Schoen. This is the Prism of America's Education. And my guest today is Trevor Loudon.
Well, my fellow Americans, how did you feel watching footage on the news of domestic terrorists looting our stores and burning our cities down? You were probably disgusted and angry as much as I was. It's disturbing what's going on. Well, you'd be shocked to know that your shopping habits are supporting these extremists. Companies like Amazon, Nike, Disney, FedEx, it's an endless list. And they've been supporting these radical groups. Let's stop supporting companies that fund these extremist groups. We can all do our part. Visit shoptotheright.com and you'll find businesses in a nationwide database and companies that are aligned with our American values. Visit shoptotheright.com and let's all make a difference.
Each of us is born with 30 trillion cells that make us. These cells determine how we feel, perform, sleep, focus, and how long we live. And to live our best life, all we have to do is feed our cells. But most food and supplements don't reach our cells, keeping us from reaching our full potential. Make every cell count with Healthy Cell. Founded with a mission to empower people to take control of their own health at the most fundamental level, Dr. Vincent Giampapa, world-renowned cell researcher and medical doctor, created supplements that work at the cellular level to boost immune health, sleep better, focus deeper, and stay younger longer. Go to HealthyCell.com and use code OUTLOUD for 20% off your first order of any product. And that's HealthyCell.com, HealthyCell, and use code OUTLOUD for 20% off.
AmericaOutloud.com is the alternative from the agenda-driven globalist. Here, we take on the challenges of our generation so that we can preserve future generations. On-demand podcast or real-time talk radio with our streaming apps on Apple, Android, or Alexa. America Out Loud Talk Radio. Liberty and justice for all.
Welcome back, everyone. This is Karen Schoen. You're listening to The Prism of America's Education. And today my guest is Trevor Loudon, who I believe is one of the experts when it comes to dealing with communism and trying to explain what our world will look like should we allow this takeover to happen. And that's what we have to stop. And we cannot stop that by sitting on our couch and throwing socks at the TV because we don't like what they're saying. We have to act. And that is of utmost importance. Trevor, before we go any further, please tell everyone where they can find you, where they can find your books. And everyone, go to his website, sign up for his emails, and get those incredible emails that I get every single day so that I know exactly what's going on.
Thanks, Karen. Yeah, you can find me at trevorloudon.com. Loudon is L-O-U-D-O-N. Now, when you put Trevor Loudon, search trevorloudon.com, you have to put it in the search bar at the top of the page. You can't Google it because Google's accidentally forgotten my IP address. You know, it's strange that.
Oh, that is a surprise.
That is a shock, isn't it?
Yeah.
So it's at the, you have to put it in the search bar at the top of the page, and there you will find my, there's a store there. You can get my latest book, White House Reds, or my earlier books, or my movie, Enemies Within. And that was detailing the communist and Islamist infiltration of your Congress and your Senate. And that was seen 3 million times on Amazon Prime. But it just happened to get taken down about 2 weeks before the election. Another shocking surprise, eh, Karen?
That was a real shocker. I have a question on that because I don't think people realize the relationship between the communists and the Islamists. This is nothing new. This is something that has been cultivated for years and years and years. They work together. I don't think people realize that. Can you explain a little bit about that relationship?
Yeah, well, look, the communist, if you look at America today, you see you've got a radical gay movement. Well, that's communist, but people don't see it as that because it's a few communists guiding it. You have a radical feminist movement. That's communist too, but you don't. You, it's just a few people guiding it. You have a radical Native American movement. You have a radical black movement, Black Lives Matter. All of those are communist movements, but most people don't see them as that. Well, the communists will find anywhere where there's division, wherever people don't like each other, they'll be in there taking it over and stirring it up. So the communists have been working inside the Islamist movement since before World War II. They infiltrate when the Bolshevik Revolution took over, they infiltrated the mosques and madrasas in the Muslim Soviet republics, you know, Uzbekistan, Kazakhstan, etc., Tajikistan, etc. And so after World War II, then they started to infiltrate the Islamic world in the Middle East. They helped to set up the Palestine Liberation Organization, Hamas, even Al-Qaeda. All of these organizations that we regard as radical Islamic have at least some communist element. Even the Taliban in Afghanistan is essentially more Maoist than it is Muslim. A lot of the leading American Muslim leaders, the Muslim radicals like Linda Sarsour, for instance, she's an active member of Democratic Socialists of America, a Marxist organization. Rashida Tlaib, the Muslim congresswoman from Michigan, is also a member of Democratic Socialists of America. The Democratic Socialists of America has a Muslim caucus for all these Muslim radicals. And then you have Nihad Awad, the head of CAIR, the Council on American Islamic Relations, one of the most dangerous organizations in the country. But Nihad Awad was a leader of the General Union of Palestinian Students once, which was affiliated to the Soviet Front World Federation of Democratic Youth. So he was a communist before he was an Islamist. And you will find this all over. Where you see radical Islam, you will find communists either in it, in the leadership position, or funding it, or guiding it.
How does that work, though? Because when Muslims, they are very, very, very in tuned with Allah. Everything that they do must be sanctioned by Allah. Their goal is Allah. Communists, the goal is the government. The ruling class is the government. So how do you think that's going to work when the atheist communists eventually meet the very religious Islamists? How does that play when you have one group that says we have to give our allegiance to Allah and the other group says, no, we have to give our allegiance to the government? I always wondered how that would work out in the end. Well, it certainly will be quite interesting to see the results of any type of combination of communists and Muslims coming together to destroy the world, because that's what communists do. Trevor, I wanted to ask you what your take is on what's going on in Cuba. This is absolutely amazing because it has been such a long time since we have seen an uprising in Cuba. What is that all about?
I think it's just very desperate people. You know, I think they were hoping that President Trump would stay in power and would bring down the Castro regime. They realize that's not happening now, and the only chance they have to save themselves is themselves. So it's a very desperate gambit. I think the United States should be supporting them to the hilt, but I'd be very surprised if we see anything concrete coming from the Biden administration to help these people.
I agree. And the last thing I saw coming from the Biden administration was a message to the Cubans and Haitians, do not come here by boat. Really? Well, go to Venezuela, make your way up into Mexico and come here by land, because it won't make any difference the way the doors are being opened. I know that we have left Afghanistan. And now I am reading that the Taliban is coming back. Do you think that they're going to impose Sharia law and take over the country?
Well, yeah, but of course they are. They have been. This was a given, you know, that the Taliban would take over once we withdrew. But we've got to understand the Taliban works with the Chinese. So basically what we've done is hand Afghanistan to the Chinese.
Yes, and I remember seeing the Chinese in there, and people I don't think realize that aside from the poppy fields, which is what this was all about to begin with, Afghanistan is filled with minerals and riches that are beyond our imagination. And of course, America has set the stage for the Chinese to walk right in, take right over. And here again, we have the marriage of the Islamists with the communists. And this, I fear, is not going to work out well for the Afghani people. I really
feel for us, because we've just handed a whole bunch of strategic resources to China. And, you know, the Taliban was always as much Maoist as it was Muslim. This is what people need to understand. You know, why did the Taliban rip down all those Buddha statues when they came to power? That's the Cultural Revolution. That's what they did in communist China. That's what the Maoists are doing here, ripping down statues all through the South. So you've just handed Afghanistan to a pro-China, you know, pro-Chinese Islamists.
How exciting that is going to be as they we can see this march coming throughout the world. They are on a heavy-duty march to take over the world. That is their goal. That was their 100-year goal. And the one thing, if we have learned nothing from this, is that the communists take their time. They're not on a timetable. We have to have this done tomorrow. They don't care. They will put it in place.
They think in terms of centuries. We think in terms of election cycles. There's a famous story about Mao Tse-tung, and they say it's untrue, and it probably is untrue, but it sort of reflects the thinking. As somebody asked him what his opinion was of the French Revolution, which happened 200 years ago, and Mao reportedly said, "It's too early to tell."
Ah, so they are very in tune with waiting and putting the seeds in place, and then those seeds come to fruition. As we see, as Trevor just said, statues are coming down and our history is being erased right in front of our eyes. That leads me to my next thought, Trevor. You wrote an incredible article. I don't want to leave on a horrible note of despair for Americans. Americans are resilient. We will act. But what can we do in face of this imminent danger?
I wrote an article for the Epoch Times, and I urge everybody to subscribe to that newspaper. And I called it a New Zealander's 9 starter steps for saving America from socialism. And it got extremely wide play. So
can you share that with us?
Yeah. Well, I can share parts. But the first step was face reality. You know, President Trump's not coming back on August the 8th or anything like that. If he comes back at all, it'll be in 2024. The enemy is in control of the country now. The Chinese basically are running this country. We've got to face that reality. And we have what we have on our side is about 80 million MAGA voters, about 20 million more who wish they had been MAGA voters, and God. So that's a pretty powerful army, but we've got to know how to use it. Second is I'll skip a couple of them. Third step is full on for voter integrity in all of the 30 red states. We've got to push our state legislators to get rid of voting machines, to institute very stiff penalties for vote fraud. Because although some of these states that think they are reliably Republican and will never switch, Virginia thought that not long ago. Arizona thought that. Georgia thought that. There are 69 Democrats right now, Congress members serving in red states, just cleaning up the vote fraud in the red states. We'll probably take 10 or 15 of those out. We'll win back the House and make the Democrats lame ducks just by doing nothing else. And we need to fix voter integrity, or 10 to 20% of our base is going to stay home in the next election. So that's absolutely vital. We have to do that in every red state that we can. Now, the other what we also have to do is form a compact of free states. We have to get the 30 red states all working together, basically to tell the federal government, you do not come for our guns, you do not come for our religion, you do not come for our freedom of speech, and you do not interfere in our election. The 10th Amendment says that the federal government serves at the pleasure of the states, not the other way around. The states have a right to band together to basically say nothing unconstitutional will be enacted in our states. And you're already seeing this now. 20 attorney generals have written to Biden saying, do not come for our elections, there will be trouble. You have South Dakota, you have Florida helping out Texas on the border, putting people down to Texas to help stop the massive border influx. So the states are already banding together. And that's Alaska, all the way through the middle of the country to the Gulf of Mexico and the Florida Keys. And then you add the red counties of the blue states, and that's 80% of America. With all the food, with all the factories, with all the mines, they need to form a bloc, and we need to be pushing our state legislators to do it now, very, very quickly.
I fear that our state legislators don't know the Constitution and they don't know and practice the 10th Amendment.
Well, that's why the people are got to tell them. You know, look, the Republican Party, the grassroots now, is more conservative and more active than it has ever been. 70% of the RNC now are MAGA types or Tea Party types. We've got more opportunity to influence our legislators now than ever before. We have Ron DeSantis, who's doing great. He's doing fantastic stuff. We have Kristi Noem, who's doing some good stuff. Greg Abbott, who's doing some good stuff. And now Alan West is going to be running against Greg Abbott in Texas. Now, if Alan West becomes governor of Texas, if you see his agenda, it's absolutely fantastic. So we're at the point now we can actually do what we've been trying to do for the last 15 years, and that is turn the Republican Party into a MAGA, Tea Party, America First Party that is finally within our grasp. The Mitch McConnells and the Kevin McCarthys are on the retreat right now, and we need to push that home really hard.
That's going to take everyone getting involved in their local elections.
And look, absolutely. If you're in a red state, if you're in a blue state, a red county, blue county, go for your school boards, go for your county commissions, go for your state legislators. We can. The mood of the country is heavily against the Biden regime. The mood of the country is heavily against socialism. President Trump is out there now lining up a whole bunch of candidates to run in 2022 and a whole bunch of rhinos to primary out. We need to have everybody and their dog lined up and registered to vote in the Republican primaries in every state. Because 2022 is the time we can take out dozens of rhinos and install a whole bunch more Marjorie Taylor Greens and Lauren Boebert and Josh Hawleys. This is the year, with the mood of the country as it is and Trump campaigning as he is, doing rallies around the states, and he's going to amp that up. This is the year we can actually take over the GOP, and that will give us back the House, probably the Senate, a majority in the Senate, and Biden and Kay Harris will be lame ducks for the next 2 years, setting it up for a major victory of Trump or Ron DeSantis in 2024.
One of the things that I want to tell everyone is to make sure that you check your state and find out whether you have an open or a closed primary. And if you have what's called a closed primary, that means that you can only vote in the primary for the party that you have registered. So if you are an independent and you are in a closed state, you will not be able to vote in the primary. So now is the time, even though you may have to hold your nose, this is going to be the new Republican Party, not the old one. Now is the time to join so that when those primaries come around, you can vote in them. Also, join absolutely your precinct, yeah, right? You would want them to do
absolutely
that as well.
100%. And the other thing is 45 states have open primaries. Now, what happens, this is why most people are disgusted with the Republican Party, because you have a very conservative base and you have a very weak Republican Party. And that is because you have open primaries, meaning Democrats and even communists can vote in the Republican primaries, and they do. And they always vote for the weakest, wimpiest, wettest Republican they can. So if you're in a state with open primaries, agitate, get involved, work towards closing the primaries so only conservatives and Republicans can vote in the Republican primary. Right now, instead of getting 5% conservatives, if you close a primary, you'll get 40 or 50% conservatives. It'll make a massive difference. Closed primaries are the reason Ron DeSantis is the governor of Florida. You know, he went up against Adam Putnam in 2018 for the governorship. Adam Putnam was a weak rhino Republican.
backed by the party establishment. Ron DeSantis, because Florida has a close primaries, the Democrats and the communists couldn't come in and vote for Adam Putnam. So Ron DeSantis won, and then he just beat the communist Andrew Gillum and is now a great governor. Had we had open primaries in Florida, Putnam would have won, and then he would have lost to Andrew Gillum, and Florida would be a disaster area right now.
Oh, wow. That is so true. Nothing is more important than joining your precinct. So if you can't run for office.
That's the base of the freedom movement in this country, those precincts, and half of them are vacant. And if you fill up the precincts with conservatives, the rhinos have little power. You can overturn them anytime.
Right. So go to your supervisor of elections in your community, in your district, and find out when your precinct meets and if your precinct is open, and go and join and run for precinct, run for one of the positions. Because one of the things that I learned is that I ran for state representative, and one of the things that I learned was that had I gotten more involved in my precinct, I would have been further along, especially facing limited name recognition, which is what happens when you are running against an incumbent. So you've got to get some name recognition, but you also will learn the people that you want to support. And it's time that we start asking the tough questions. Don't ask them how many times do they attend church. Ask them real hard questions, even to the fact of, do you believe in critical race theory and social emotional learning? Are you a communist? Because as Trevor just told us, they come in both sets of stripes. You're not going to find them only in the Democrat Party. They are in the Republican Party as well. They go by the name of globalists. And this is what we are facing. So it is up to us. Remember what Sun Tzu said? Know your enemy. If you don't know your enemy, then who are you going to fight? Trevor, we're coming around to the end of the show. So what words of wisdom can we give our listeners so that they will have an assignment? Because I'm a teacher and I always give assignments. Assignments for them for next week.
Look, well, please look up my article. You can see it on Epoch Times. It's been reprinted thousands of times around the country. Should be able to find it easy. New Zealanders, 9 starter steps for saving America from socialism. That will give you the steps that you can take to start getting active and turning things around. Now, there are also hundreds of new groups springing up all over the country. Many of them, you know, like the Tea Party all over again, with a much younger demographic, because you've had young people sitting at home for a year reading their kids' school textbooks, and they're just horrified. And seeing Biden wreck the country and close down pipelines and steal an election and Black Lives Matter, people rioting in the streets for months at a time with no consequences. So we really have a lot of people out there active more than any other time I've ever seen. The media is not reporting on it much, but they wouldn't. They don't want people to understand how strong we actually are. So now's the time. Get on your precinct committee. Register to vote in the GOP primaries. You got to do that. Get everybody registered, because this is the chance we have to completely change our government. The Bible, the Old Testament tells you, and the revolution, American Revolution tells you, that the greatest victories come out of the darkest times, because that's when people get off the fence and actually commit themselves on one side or another. But we're at such a time now, and millions of Americans are committing themselves to the future of this country, the future of their children, and the Constitution. So it's an exciting time, but we need more people, and we need people fast. So get off your backside, please, and get involved.
Thank you, and thank you so much for joining me today. And you can listen to Trevor on his website, or you can invite him to come and speak to your group. You will have an incredible session. He is an incredible man with a wealth of knowledge. Thank you for joining me.
Thanks so much, Karen.
Well, folks, I wanted to leave you all with a very heartwarming message. I don't know if you were paying attention to who won the spelling bee, but the young lady who won, Zila Avantgarde, kudos to her and her family for working hard and accomplishing the winning of the spelling bee. But you know what, folks? She was homeschooled. She did not go to a government indoctrination clinic. Why am I telling you that? Because this is one of those times when it is important to get your kids out of public school. If you want to make an impression, if they're telling you your children must wear a mask, don't send them to school. Don't send them. And then contact your legislator and tell them exactly what's going on and your school board and let them know why you will no longer send your child to school. You have to stop letting them push you around. That is so important. We have been the turn the other cheek people. We have been the people not fighting back. And that is absolutely wrong. If in order for us to accomplish anything, we have to fight back. And that's what this show is about. So run for school board, support good people, join your precinct. That's your job for this week. And pay attention to what's going on in Arizona, Georgia, and Michigan. I think you will be in for a big surprise. Thank you all, folks. Thank you for listening. This is Karen Schoen. You have been listening to The Prism of America's Education. And I will see you all next week. Go to GoFLCA and join the Florida Citizens Alliance. We will be doing new things as the new legislative season takes hold. And if you're not in the state of Florida, copy some of our legislation and use it in your states. Take care, everyone. Have a wonderful week. But I'll always stand proud and free. I'm American.